This is round 15 of the 2021 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. In this match, we have Mira Loma and Mission San Jose. Good luck to both teams. This is toss up one. Patrick Ireland got stuck in a window trying to escape this event. The subject of a 2000. Show him.
Like Seneca Falls Convention.
No, minus five. The subject of a 2009 book by Dave Cullen. This event's planners codenamed it NBK after the film Sahas.
Like the Columbine shooting.
That's right. And that's still 15.
Come on, man.
Here's your bonus.
Wait, dude, just wait, man.
I want to power about
it. Doesn't matter.
Bro, come on, it's fine.
Let's move forward. Tourists are only allowed to visit this city for a few hours on Saturday evenings for 10 points each. Named a city where women named Yorkie and Kelly first meet in the 1987 version of a nightclub called Tucker's.
What? New York City? Tourists? I don't know.
I don't think it's New York City. It's not New York City.
I really don't think it's
New York. Answer.
Do you want to go to Venice? Sure.
Our answer is Venice.
No. This is San Junipero. San Junipero is an episode of this anthology series created by Charlie Brooker that explores the dark side of technology.
This is Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
I think San Junipero is a Black Mirror. So our answer is Black Mirror.
That's right. San Junipero was preceded in the third series of Black Mirror by Nosedive, in which the star of Jurassic World played a woman named Lacey who is obsessed with raiding people.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Like Dallas Howard, right?
Yeah. Howard.
Our answer is Howard. Answer?
That's right.
Howard.
Yeah. Okay. Bryce Dallas Howard is right. 20 on the bonus. Toss up two. This city's Glodok neighborhood, one of the world's largest Chinatowns, was the site of 1998 ethnic riots. This non-Malaysian city's Merdeka Square is home to a gold-topped obelisk honoring the struggle against the rule of the Dutch, who called this city Batavia. That's Rohan.
Jakarta.
That's right for 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about unfortunate haircuts in Greek mythology. A barber discovered this embarrassing physical trait that Midas was given after expressing an unpopular opinion regarding a music contest. Later, he whispered the news into some reeds.
Donkey ears.
Okay. Yeah. Donkey ears directed.
Yes, please make sure to say our answer is at the start, please. But yes, that's fine. Donkey ears is right. This daughter of Nisus cut a purple lock from her father's head, revoking his invincibility. She shares her name with a sea monster found near Charybdis.
Scylla.
Our answer is Scylla.
That's right. In a similar myth, this man defeated King Terelaus after the king's daughter stole a magical golden lock of her hair. This husband of Alcmena was the father of Iphicles.
Want to say like Hector or something? I don't know.
Sure. Our answer is Hector.
No, that's Amphitryon. That's 20 on the bonus, though. Toss up three. Anionic forms of these reactions often achieve living kinetics. The formula 1 over 1 minus P, where P, that is Rohan?
Polymerization reactions.
That's 15. This man succeeded Trygve Lie in his highest office for 10 points each. What Swedish Secretary General of the UN died in a 1961 plane crash?
Like Hammarskjöld, I think.
Yeah.
I think
it's Hammarskjöld. What have you directed?
Our answer is Hammarskjöld.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our answer is Hammarskjöld.
Yes. Hammarskjöld died on the way to mediate a conflict between Patrice Lumumba and Mobutu Sese Seko in this African country, which was later renamed Zaire.
Yeah, DRC.
Yeah.
Our answer is DRC.
This other diplomat was a leading candidate to replace Lee as Secretary General. He won a 1957 Nobel Prize for working with Hammarskjöld to end the Suez Crisis.
Pearson, maybe?
Oh, Pearson. It's Pearson. Yeah. Lester Pearson. Lester Pearson.
Our answer is Pearson.
It is Lester Pearson. That's 30. Plus up four. This politician names a curling line that reveals the North-South divide on global economic maps. This leader, who repudiated his country's Hallstein Doctrine and by negotiating the Basic Treaty, that's Schoholm.
De Gaulle.
Sorry, minus five. Resigned after his personal assistant, Günter Guillaume, was exposed as a spy. The policies of Ostpolitik were implemented by, for 10 points, what predecessor of Helmut Schmidt, who was elected Chancellor of West Germany in 1960? That is Sahas.
What? Honecker?
No, this is Willy Brandt.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll go to toss up five. In this book, Schwartz tells Peter they can play bridge at Fedor's. At the end of this novella, its title character exclaims, "So that's what it is. What joy!" This novella's protagonist, a judicial official whose life was the most simple and most ordinary and therefore most terrible, feels a pain in his side after falling while hanging. Parik?
The death of Ivan Denisovich?
Sorry, minus five. While hanging curtains. For 10 points, name this novella about a terminally ill man by Leo Tolstoy. Arjun?
The death of Ivan Illich.
Yes.
Nice.
My bad.
Yeah. Howard Gardner proposed multiple categories to measure this trait, including visual, spatial, and verbal linguistic for 10 points each. Name this trait that can be measured on the Stanford-Binet or Wechsler scales.
Is it intelligence?
Intelligence.
It's intelligence.
Intelligence.
Just say intelligence.
Our answer is intelligence.
Yes. This controversial 1994 book by Richard Herrnstein and Charles Murray claimed, among other things, that there is a heritable intelligence difference between races.
What is this called?
Eugenics, right?
Our answer is eugenics.
No, it's called the bell curve. In a revised edition of The Mismeasure of Man, this paleontologist criticized conclusions drawn from the bell curve, as well as IQ tests in general.
Paleontologist. What's the most famous paleontologist?
I don't know, like Alvarez, maybe.
Answer?
Sure, whatever.
Our answer is Alvarez.
No, this is Stephen Jay Gould. 10 on the bonus for intelligence. Okay. Toss up 6. The Pohlflucht theory incorrectly suggested that this process results from a centrifugal pseudoforce. Evidence for this process includes the orientation of glacial strait. Rohan.
Continental drift.
Mm-hmm.
Good buzz.
15. Okay. Here's your bonus. Monsieur Homais gets angry when he notices that his apprentice Justin has taken a key to a storeroom that contains this substance for 10 points each. What specific substance does Emma Bovary use to commit suicide in Gustave Flaubert's novel, Madame Bovary?
Arsenic, right?
Arsenic.
Our answer is arsenic.
Uh-huh. In this author's novel, 450 from Paddington, Miss Marple deduces that Dr. Quimper poisoned a cocktail with arsenic.
Okay, so it's Christie. Yeah.
Christie. Our answer is Christie.
Mm-hmm. In the mystery story Poisson à la carte by Rex Stout, this associate of Archie Goodwin solves a murder in which caviar is poisoned with arsenic.
I don't know.
It may just be poison à la carte.
Maybe just like Encyclopedia Brown. I do not know.
Our answer is Encyclopedia Brown.
Now, this is Nero Wolf.
Wait, can you call a timeout in score check?
Yes. Who's calling the timeout?
MSJ. MSSJ. Yeah. Okay, guys. So
on the 7th toss-up, we have Mira Loma at 120, Mission San Jose 30.
We are going into toss-up 7. And it goes like this. The U.S. supported this currency via a 1995... I'm going to start over. The U.S. supported this currency via a 1995 Debt Disclosure Act. In 1993, a new version of this currency, equal to 1,000 of the old version, was introduced. Aditya?
Like the Zimbabwe dollar?
No, minus 5. Equal to 1,000 of the old version was introduced to deal with inflation. This currency was devalued by 15% in the 1994 December mistake, causing an economic crisis. One bill of this currency depicts Jose Maria Morelos. Emperor Maximilian minted the first coins of, for 10 points, what currency of Mexico? Vibhav?
The peso.
That's right.
Good.
Here's your bonus. This species is the only member of superorder Xenarthra to have colonized the U.S. for 10 points each. Name this insect-eating mammal whose flexible armored carapace provides protection from large predators.
Armadillo, right?
These are armadillos, I think.
Yeah.
Our answer is armadillo.
Armadillos are used as a laboratory bottle for this disease, which, like tuberculosis, is caused by a mycobacterium. This long-term infection may cause skin lesions and nerve damage.
Leprosy?
Yeah, I think leprosy.
Maybe.
It sounds like leprosy.
Yeah. Say leprosy.
Our answer is leprosy.
That's right. Nine-banded armadillos exhibit an unusual form of polyembryony in which they always give birth to this many identical offspring.
5?
Yes, no.
5 is a lot.
Even sounds right. So maybe 4?
Answer?
4.
Our answer is 4.
It is 4.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Nice.
30 on the bonus. Toss up 8. A character with this first name writes an oft-rejected article on the economic influence of the developments in shipbuilding techniques and falls in love with Christine Callahan. Another character with this first name befriends Darren Warris while living in Patusan after abandoning the Patna. Kingsley Amis and Joseph Kahn, that is Arjun.
Jim.
That's right for 10.
Oh, yeah.
This man's birthday is a national holiday known as the Day of the Sun, for 10 points each. What world leader who claimed to be born in what was then the village of Mangyongdai was interred in the Kumsusan Palace of the Sun following his 1994 death?
Kim Il-sung, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Our answer is Kim Il-sung.
That's right. Kim Il-sung and his son Kim Jong-il, whose birthday is celebrated as the Day of the Shining Star, were dictators of this country.
North Korea. Our answer is North Korea.
Kim Il-sung claimed that he had nothing to do with this 1968 raid in which a North Korean black ops squad tried to kill South Korean dictator Park Chung-hee.
Yeah, Blue House raid.
Blue House? Okay. Our answer is Blue House raid.
That's 30. Toss up 9. This politician published her dissertation as the book Who Must Die in Rwanda's Genocide. In a 2018 election, this woman defeated Martha McSally. This woman, who was accused of exaggerating stories about growing up homeless in that's Arjun?
Oh, God. Harris?
-5. In Dafuniac Springs, Florida, was criticized for the thumbs down gesture she gave in March 2021 while voting against a minimum wage increase. 10 points named this bisexual senator from Arizona. Parikh?
I don't know. Taylor?
No, this is Kirsten Sinema. We'll go to toss up 10, then we'll have a score check. This man's ranks are paired with Patton's tanks in the song The Army Goes Rolling Along. Errol Flynn played a fictionalized version of this man in the film They Died With Their Boots On. This man's widow, Elizabeth Bacon, defended his choice to decline Gatling guns for an 1876 battle, before which he claimed his 7th Cavalry could handle anything. For 10 points, that is Rohan?
Custer.
That is Custer, yes. Right. Here's your bonus. This religion's gods, or kami, include the moon god Tsukuyomi, for 10 points each. Name this religion that developed in Japan.
Shinto. Our answer is Shinto.
Shinto shrines often feature these structures which separate the temple from the outside world. Their name derives from the Japanese word for bird perch.
Tori, maybe? Like
no, those are the gates, though. Those are the gates.
Say that. I mean, the Anios.
Answer?
I don't remember.
Our answer is Tori.
That's correct. This three-volume chronicle of ancient Japanese myths and history, compiled by Ono Yasamuro, influenced modern Shinto practice. It was completed before the Nihon Shoki.
It's the Kojiki. It's the Kojiki.
Okay. Urgent directed. I can't say that.
Our answer is Kojiki.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
That's 30 on the bonus. And that's the half.
At the half, we have Miraloma 190, Mission San Jose 70.
All right. We will continue. Good luck to both teams. Toss up 11. A speaker in this poem states, "Let me also wear such deliberate disguises, rat's coat, crow skin, cross staves in a field." This poem's final section replaces the term mulberry bush in a parody of a nursery rhyme with prickly pear. This poem, whose title figures have a headpiece filled with straw, claims this is the way the world ends, not with a... That's Sahas.
Are the Hollow Men.
That's right. 4-10.
Yep.
Okay. Here's your bonus. This author's most enduring characters first appeared in the story Extricating Young Gussie for 10 points each. Name this author of a series of novels set at Blanding's Castle. His fictional creations include The Drones Club and The Overbearing Aunt Agatha.
What is this?
Vonnegut. I have no idea.
Bro, I don't know this.
Maybe. Answers, I don't
Vonnegut.
Know.
Our answer is Vonnegut.
P.G. Woodhouse. Woodhouse also wrote a series of novels about the valet Jeeves and this man, his employer. This man is a longtime friend of Bingo Little.
Oh, this is Bertie Wooster.
Okay, go for it.
Our answer is Bertie Wooster.
Mm-hmm. Though Jeeves is Wooster's valet, his name has become a byword for this similar profession. A common trope in murder mysteries is the notion that this person
Butler.
Butler is a butler. Right. 20 on the bonus there. Toss up 12. Because this hormone stimulates the H+ ATPase in alpha intercalated cells, excess amounts of it may cause contraction alkalosis. The enzyme 18-hydroxylase makes this hormone, which has receptors in the... That's Aditya?
Oh, melatonin?
No. Which has receptors in the collecting tubule. Blood volume is increased through the action of this mineralocorticoid hormone. Sodium reabsorption is promoted by, for 10 points, what steroid hormone that forms a system with renin and angiotensin? Time. That's aldosterone. We'll go to toss up 13. A leader of this race led an assault on Augustgrad, the site of a keystone that inspired the Second Great War. Members of this race on the planet Char were recruited by Zagara. Sarah Kerrigan was assimilated into this race, whose players immediately built spawning pools to set up their namesake aggressive rush. For 10 points, name this xenomorphic Aditya.
Zerg.
The Zerg. Is correct. Here's your bonus. A 2021 Forbes article on this phenomenon claimed it elevates performative outrage over engagement and dialogue for 10 points each. Give this alliterative term for the practice of ostracizing public figures for political incorrectness.
Cancel culture directed or canceling. No,
our answer is cancel culture.
Our answer is cancel culture.
Thank you. Please make sure to start with that. But yes, that's correct. Prior to Liz Cheney's removal from Republican leadership, this female Iowa senator described her ouster as cancel culture.
Female Iowa senator?
Yeah, I don't know.
Answer?
Our answer is Smith.
Joni Ernst is her name. In 2020, Jodie Shaw threatened to sue Smith College after allegedly being told that her refusal to discuss her racial identity during an employee retreat was an example of this two-word term. It titles a 2018 book by Robin DiAngelo.
White fragility. It's white fragility, sure. I think.
Okay.
Our answer is white fragility.
That's correct.
Okay. Nice.
20 on the bonus. Toss up 14.
My bad.
No problem. Toss up 14. In this country, the term deviant current is used to describe nationalist followers of an ex-president who left office in 2013. The Combatant Clergy Association is a faction within this country's assembly of experts whose member... Sahas.
Iran.
15.
Nice.
Here's your bonus. This man allegedly said, "And yet it moves," after being forced to publicly recant many of his views for 10 points.
Galileo.
He's the author of the 1633 dialogue concerning the two chief world systems.
Yeah. Answer is Galileo.
Galileo's dialogue ran afoul of the church for supporting the Copernican theory that this body is at the center of the universe.
Sun.
Answer sun.
In 1600, this Dominican writer of the Ash Wednesday Supper from Naples was burned at the stake in part for supporting the Copernican system.
Bruno.
Our answer is Bruno.
That's 30.
Come on, guys.
Toss up 15. This book of the Bible was central to William Reed's theory about a messianic secret. 12 verses form the longer ending to this book, which originally concluded with two women fleeing a tomb. The two-source hypothesis claims this book and a Q source were used to construct Parik.
Mark.
That's correct for 10.
Nice. Come on, bonus.
When the jury for the Pulitzer Prize recommended this novel for the award, the board rejected it on the grounds that it was turgid and unreadable. For 10 points each, name this 1973 novel in which Tyrone Slothrop learns that a black device is installed in a V2 rocket.
Gravity's Rainbow.
Our answer is Gravity's Rainbow.
Yes. The Nazi captain Blisero plans to load the black device onto a V2 rocket with this 5-digit serial number. A description is acceptable.
What?
How do you describe that, first of all?
How do you describe
19025?
No.
Answer?
Number. Ascending
49025. Our answer is 49025.
No. It's all zeros. So that's where the description part comes in, I guess. This reclusive author wrote Gravity's
Pynchon. Pynchon.
Yeah.
Our answer is Pynchon.
Yes.
Okay, we call 20 on the bonus.
Sorry?
We call it timeout.
Yep. You're Miraloma, correct?
Yeah. And a score check as well.
With 5 toss-ups to go, we have Miraloma 215, Mission San Jose 175.
Good luck, everyone. This is toss-up 16. A rotating one of these objects has angular momentum equal to energy squared times a slope parameter. A landscape named for these objects is the set of all possible vacuum states. These objects can be thought of as brains that sweep out world sheets rather than the world line swept out by point particles. Elementary particles may correspond. That's Aditya?
Strings.
Yeah.
Nine.
That's correct for 10.
Brains.
Here's your bonus. Because these people typically worked in the nude, they often suffered from a carcinoma of the scrotum. For 10 points each, what profession made use of skinny children called climbing boys who had to fit inside passages often no wider than 14 by 9 inches?
Chimney sweeping. Chimney sweeping. Our answer is chimney sweeping.
Yes. Chimney sweeps cleared this sooty, built-up flammable residue that can ignite to spark a chimney fire. Wood was often treated with this substance as a preservative.
It's charcoal. I don't know. I thought it was soot.
Yeah, I say soot. Soot was in the question, I thought.
Answer?
All right. Our answer is charcoal.
Now, this is creosote. This capital of Scotland outlawed the use of climbing boys in the 18th century.
Edinburgh.
Wait, this is the capital of Scotland.
Answer.
Capital of Scotland. Our answer is Edinburgh.
Correct. That's 20.
You guys, come on.
Toss of 17. One of these objects floats above the blank space where a human head is shifted to the left in the painting The Pilgrim. In a 1964 painting titled For a Man in One of These Things, it is partly obscured by a bird's wing. Many men wearing overcoats and these things float in the air in Golconda. Show home?
Like umbrellas?
Sorry, -5. In Golconda, one appears just above a green apple in The Son of Man. Rene Magritte's subjects often wear, for 10 points, what type of hat? Parik?
Top hat?
Say it again.
Top hat?
No, it's a...
bowler?
It's a bowler hat.
Yeah.
They are not top hats.
It's fine. I should have gone for it.
We will move on. This is toss-up number 18. This athlete was the subject of ESPN's first 30 for 30 documentary, which centered on a 1988 trade of this man and was titled King's Ransom. Following the team's 2009 bankruptcy, this man gave up his co-ownership of the Phoenix Coyotes. He accumulated 200 points in a season four times as a member of the Edmonton Oilers. The number 99 is retired throughout the NHL to honor for 10 points. That's Parikh.
Gretzky?
It's Gretzky.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Here is your bonus.
Sorry.
This particle's existence was confirmed in 2012 using data from the Large Hadron Collider for 10 points each. Name this so-called God particle that is integral to explaining why other particles have mass.
Our answer is Higgs boson.
The Higgs mechanism helps explain why these two bosons that mediate the weak interaction have
W
mass,
and Z.
While
w
these
and Z.
protons w that mediate Z, yeah. electromagnetism are massless.
W and Z. Bosons.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I mean,
the most commonly observed Higgs boson decay produces one of these quarks and its antiparticle.
Quarks. Up, down, strange, charm.
Answer?
Do you want to go for charm? Our answer is charm.
No, it's the bottom quark. Ah. 20 on the bonus there, toss up 19. Members of this denomination, including Marmaduke Stevenson and Mary Dyer, were hanged as the Boston Martyrs, leading to the revocation of Massachusetts's charter. The Flushing Remonstrants protested a ban on this denomination. Charles II granted Sahas?
Quaker.
That's 10.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Residents of this city frequently append the filler word "la" to the end of their sentences as part of a local Creole for 10 points each. Name this wealthy Southeast Asian city-state home to an English-based Creole called Singlish.
Singapore.
The word "la" may come from the Hokkien dialect of this country, which makes up the ethnic origin of majority of Singapore's population.
Malaysian?
I think it's Chinese. Our answer is China.
Yes.
Nice.
Hokkien is a dialect from this coastal province of southeastern China, where immigrants departed in large numbers through ports such as Fuzhou and Xiamen during the 19th century.
Oh, no.
It's a province.
Zhejiang, I think.
Okay, go with the Sahas.
Answer?
Our answer is like Zhejiang.
Say it again.
Like Z-H-E-J.
No. This is Fujian.
Oh, okay.
So 20 on the bonus there.
Final toss-up, right?
Yeah. Last toss-up. A song this musician wrote for his album Taken Off was popularized by Mongo Santamaria. He's not Thelonious Monk, but this musician won an Academy Award for scoring the film Round Midnight. The second Miles Davis quintet featured this pianist, who played modal jazz on the album Maiden Voyage before turning to funk for his album Headhunters. For 10 points, show him.
Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
Nice.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. In 1936 and 1937, Samuel Beckett kept diaries in this language during his continental travels for 10 points each. Name this language in which Beckett's plays Come and Go and Play were first performed. In a letter in this language, Beckett wrote that language was a veil that must be torn to get at the things or nothingness behind it.
Might be French.
French.
Okay, yeah.
Our answer is French.
No, it's German. Okay. Beckett originally wrote most of his works, including Waiting for Godot, in this European language, then translated them to English himself.
French.
Our answer is French.
That's correct. While at Trinity College, Beckett studied English, French, and this European language. He was influenced by Dante, who wrote in this language.
Italian.
Yeah. Or is it Latin? Yeah.
No, it's not Latin. It's Italian.
Our answer is Italian.
He wrote in Italian, yes. That is 20 on the bonus. Oh, and that is the game.
Good game, guys.
For Miraloma 270, Mission San Jose 235.
Oh, rip. Oh, man. Well played.